This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Bhai Tika celebrated today with joy and enthusiasm. Bhaiya Dooj observed in Tarai Madhes region. Energy Minister Kulman Ghising denies reports of joining political party. And US announces new sanctions targeting Russia's two largest oil companies to pressurize Moscow for negotiating a peace deal in Ukraine. Now the news in detail. The sixth day of Tihar, also known as Yama Panchak, has been celebrated as Bhai Tika. Sisters with hearts full of devotion, faith and loyalty adorn their brothers with vibrant or seven-colored tika, praying for their longevity, health and prosperity. The day is commemorated on the Shukla Dwitiya of Kartik, a day when brothers receive tika from their beloved sisters. This day is also known as Yama Dwitiya. While Tihar traditionally spans 5 days, this year an additional day has led to Bhai Tika being celebrated on the sixth day as per the Calendar Determination Development Committee. Following the sisters offering Tika to their brothers, the brothers reciprocate by placing Tika on their sisters. Professor Dr. Devmani Bhattrai, a learned scholar of sacred texts and a member of the committee, has conveyed that honoring sisters is believed to usher in unbroken prosperity and wealth. The auspicious time was 11:39 a.m. today. Meanwhile, the Newar community has celebrated the day of Bhai Tika as Kija Puja. The Newar community, living in various districts of the country, including Kathmandu and Lalitpur, performed Kija Puja today. However, some members of the Newar community in Bhaktapur observed Kija Puja on Wednesday. According to Bhaktapur municipality, this was done in accordance with a decision made by the priest of the Taleju temple in Bhaktapur. Meanwhile, the festival of Bhaiya Dooj, also known as Bhai Dooj, was celebrated with devotion, affection and joy in the Tarai Madhes region today. The festival, observed on the second day of the bright fortnight of the month of Kartik Shukla Dwitiya, involves married sisters inviting their brothers to their homes. Unmarried brothers and sisters who live together celebrate the festival at their own residence. Brothers usually accept their sisters' invitation and visit them, bringing gifts and new clothes. Sisters, in turn, prepare and serve delicious food items to their brothers with joy and affection. According to legend, on this very day, Yamuna served a meal to her brother Yamaraj and received a boon from him. Meanwhile, people thronged the Balgopaleshwar temple to receive tika and pay homage to God Balgopaleshwar on the occasion of the Bhai Tika festival today. The temple, located in the middle of Rani Pokhari, is open for devotees only on the day of Bhai Tika, the last day of the Yama Panchak or Tihar, the second biggest festival of Nepal. Sisters without brothers and brothers without sisters visit Balgopaleshwar temple to receive tika and pay homage on the occasion of Bhai Tika. President Ramchandra Paudel received this year's Bhai Tika from his sisters Sarada Pandit and Chanda Ojha on an auspicious occasion. According to the President's personal secretariat, the tika ceremony took place at Chital Nivas at the auspicious time of 11:39 a.m. today. The Calendar Determination Development Committee had designated the time as the most auspicious for Bhai Tika, though the committee noted that the ritual can be performed at any time throughout the day. With the conclusion of Tihar, preparations for the biggest festival of the Madhes, Chhat, have begun across Jaleshwar district. According to culture expert Dhruv Rai, the festivities started with cleaning rivers, ponds and streams in Jaleshwar Municipality 5. During Chhat, devotees worship the sun god and Chhati Mata from the water bodies of the Mithila region. Jaleshwar municipality officials, including chairperson Vijay Kumar Singh and Mayor Suresh Sona, said roads are being repaired, street lights installed and puja materials and decorations prepared. Under the coordination of Keshav Jha, bamboo shrines are being built at Pathak Pokhari in Ward 8, while Barun Sarobar and rivers in Matihani, Gosala, Aurahi, Alawa and Loharpati are also drawing large numbers of devotees. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Kulman Ghising has said no discussions were held regarding his potential affiliation with any political party. The energy minister said his serious attention has been drawn to reports on social media and other media claiming that he was joining the Ujjalo Party Nepal. Minister Ghising said he had not participated in any Zoom meeting as mentioned on social media and urged everyone not to be misled by such false information. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Asterisk 14#, yehi ho upaye.
Har ek tip ko lagi sabai pack, yehi paye. Jahan jao connected rahas, internet masab kar dos.
Data, voice, SMS.
नेपाल टेलिकम को सहुलियत दर का पैकेज खरीद करना *14# टाइल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्र को संचार।
वेलकम बैक। नाउ द रिमेनिंग न्यूज। The Lalitpur police have arrested a person with a pistol from local Dhapakhil. Information officer of the district police office Lalitpur and superintendent of police Chakra Joshi said one Shiva Beaker of Sakela Rural Municipality 1 of Khotang was arrested with a pistol and 487,000 rupees from Dhapakhil at 2:50 a.m. He was living in Lalitpur Metropolitan City 23, Dhapakhil, after local reported to the police that Beaker was creating a commotion under the influence of alcohol. A team dispatched from Dhapakhil Police Station conducted an inspection based on suspicion and recovered a Chinese pistol without bullets along with cash and a mobile phone. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. The U.S. has announced new sanctions targeting Russia's two largest oil companies in an effort to pressure Moscow to negotiate a peace deal in Ukraine. According to the BBC, the announcement came one day after U.S. President Donald Trump said a planned meeting with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin in Budapest would be shelved indefinitely. While the economic impact to Russia is likely to be minimal, it represents a major shift in Trump's foreign policy, having previously said he would not impose sanctions until European nations ceased buying Russian oil. The Kremlin said Russia was immune to the sanctions. Trump had repeatedly threatened tougher measures against Moscow, but has avoided them until now in hopes of brokering a peace deal in the 3.5-year-long invasion. The paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, RSF, have targeted Sudan's capital, Khartoum, and its main airport with drones a day after the first passenger flight in 2 years landed in the city amid the civil war. According to Al Jazeera, the government-aligned Sudanese Armed Forces, SAF, intercepted the drones on Thursday, which caused no damage. The RSF and SAF did not immediately acknowledge the attack. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of all provinces and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There is also a possibility of light rainfall or snowfall at one or two places of the hilly and mountainous regions of Koshi and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Bhai Tika celebrated today with joy and enthusiasm. Bhaiya Dooj observed in Tarai Madhes region. Energy Minister Kulman Ghising denies reports of joining political party. And the US announces new sanctions targeting Russia's two largest oil companies to pressurize Moscow for negotiating a peace deal in Ukraine. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.